True. It's all you.
Yeah, it's all about us. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like I was saying before you got on, I was saying that the whole reason we were touch base is you had made a couple comments. You know, we were talking back and forth and I was like, oh, it's always good to let other people's opinions out there and kind of like talk about echo chambers and the problematic of people kind of getting into this loop of none of us know, right? Like anything could be possible. Yeah. Like the earth could be flat. There could be aliens that is running me. Everything's possible. Everything's on the table. But to force people to think everything that we think is not always great, right? Everything is not always supposed to be that way. So in having like echo chambers, the problem in that is people predominantly have their thoughts and think that is the thought that everybody has. So you wanted to reach out and talk about what you've experienced in an echo chamber that kind of like got you unsettled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like a self-absorbed person or something, but I might be the right person to fit here for this because I'm Hindu. I'm from India. My culture, my religion, my everything is different, which is people call satanic. You know, you must have heard about it because my God seems like little intense, little different, you know. Our worships are different, rituals are different. So people think it's satanic because they think they're related to witchcraft or something, which is totally different thing, which is totally different thing, literally. But the thing is, nobody knows that in India, in our Hindu scriptures, we talk about Jesus also. We talk about Jesus as the second coming of God, and we talk about him as a higher entity, as a higher authority or something, who were there in India too. But when I talk about that, no, what Bible is saying is somewhere related to my holy books also, they will be like, no, how you can connect your satanic book to our Bible and everything, which no offense, all my thoughts, which has been written thousand and thousand times by different kings every time. Who knows, right?
No, for that's sure, most definitely. That's what I've said since I remember, like in middle school, thinking that, like that I was raised Catholic, and most of the stuff that they're teaching us, I was like, it's all the same, man. Like, what's it, like religion broke off, and at one point, it's all you. The best definition is watching the Book of Eli. The Book of Eli best describes the situations that happens with religion and with scripture. With scripture, people can put it any way they want. And I think, to me personally, your road to whatever you call God or your divine like beings or whatever is on you. We have our own self journey. It's not about me doing it the same way you did it or you doing the same way this guy does it. What is it supposed to be, in my opinion, is you finding your own, your own shit in this world to connect to be a part of. It's not your own journey because it's not like we can all go into the same journey. It's all totally different.
That's right. And that's where the psyop of echo chambers starts, basically. What these echo chambers gatekeepers do, they read the quotes, they read the Bible, they read anything which they believe or which they pretend to believe so that other people can believe, and they put it in literal sense and everything. What people don't realize is that in order to get out of that echo chamber, you have to put in dialectal approach. I mean, don't go with the literal approaches of everything. For example, what they are doing with the Jesus and every Bible thing, they're connecting Flynn into it, they're connecting Linwood into it, they're connecting everything and calling it a biblical thing, which is okay if you believe it, why not? But that's the thing. You cannot force that to other person. And other person, if just thinking literally, if taking those words in a literal way and not making their own sense and not making their own theories and connections and dots and not taking it as a dialectal approach, they are fooling themselves. They are another kind of sheep, you know?
Yeah, it's all perspective, right? Like to claim any of us know more than God, that would be very arrogant for anybody to think that. None of us know the beings or how anything was created. We have certain messages and we can decode what we think, anything we read, and we put it through our life experience, our perspective, and it's going to turn out that way. And the real essence is talking to different people of all walks of different life and realizing the real root of things is that we are the same, that we have a lot of the same needs. We have a lot of the same goals. we have a lot of the same connections, but that doesn't necessarily mean it has to be written exactly detailed of, is it Jesus? Is it Muhammad? Is it, you know what I mean? Put in the places.
None of us
really know. Like, it to say we do would be very arrogant. Like I said, like, none of us have any idea what happens after you close your eyes. We can believe, we can speculate, and we could put it up. But when anybody is ripping down anybody for any belief, of course that's not right. We have to be able to express our own words, our own thoughts, or we're never going to get anywhere. It'll be a boring world.
Exactly. And that's why I say it's a distraction also. Why? Because, as you said, it's a personal journey of everyone. Yes, talk about Bible, talk about all these scriptures and esoteric things and everything, but that's going to affect your personal life and personal growth with a collective thing, which we are doing in this community right now, a collective consciousness or whatever we want to say. We cannot do anything as a single entity. We need to be out as a group. Look at the Canadian truckers. They are out as a group. That's why something is happening. Look at the protesters. Wherever they go, if they are at group,
With those truckers, that's a lot of them are vaxxed. You know what I'm saying? So they're out there. So that shows the unity, because if you go and dehumanize anybody on any characteristics, of course, they're going to be easy to attack to. That's what happened to the Jewish people in Nazi Germany, right? Because you dehumanize them to where it was okay to what happened to them. I think that everybody in all this truther world or whatever we call it, like, I always think it's crazy that we call it truther, you know, like, because it was just used to be just stuff that we listened to. But I think that what has happened is that we've gotten narratives and then, you know, we get stuck and we think that it has to be this. And if we're not open-minded enough, then and we're not any better than any of the other sides, right? That are just trying to shove us, oh, it's either Trump, oh, it's Biden, oh, it's Hillary, oh, no, it's us, the people. And all of them fail to neglect that it's us, the people. And I don't believe in idolizing human beings, right? I have a lot of respect. There's a lot of people I admire that I would be like, hey, they did this good, they did this good, but there's no way I'm going to idolize them because they're not any type of being. They're just a human being just like me, so they can fail just like I can fail. And I think that's the problem, is we idolize people on these sites, like on social media or whatever, and people don't even realize it, because a lot of the people that I've talked to, and then when they're praising Trump and they're like, oh, well, I don't praise him like that, I'm like, well, you're holding him up as if like you miss him or you feel this way about him, and I'm like, well, then you are idolizing him. And I don't think people intentionally are. I don't think it's malice, you know what I mean? It's just something that people grow attached to because people need hope. They need something that keeps them driving.
Expectations. Yes. When you expect something from someone, you're looking up to them, and that's when you're gonna get hurt. Whoever it is, whoever, even your God, if you're totally just like looking up to your God and not doing anything, just sitting on your bed, being a couch potato, doing anything, not going out, thriving or something, God was not gonna help you. That's what I believe. Okay, and that's the thing. This is what happened. I will be honest here. In my opinion, Trump really have a lot of questions to answer. I used to trust him. I used to post about him. I used to connect things. But now I really don't care about him, because he's out there with his family doing something or whatever he should be doing. That's why I got to do what I got to do. Right. So that's why I never expected anything from him. That's why I was not hurt when he lost or nothing happened at that particular time where everyone was like, believe me, something going to happen. Believe us, something going to happen. August, November, December, January, nothing happened till February. Yeah. So because I wasn't expecting, that's why I was not but hurt. I was not crying because I never expected anything from Trump, never expected anything from any government politician, because I know I've been working for in India, I have worked for politics for like more than 5 years in my law school career also. And I know how these people work. They are all in this together and fooling us. My opinion, not throwing that to anyone. Sorry, but I know that they all have their ulterior motives.
Yeah, they all have an agenda, and they have usually people that they owe because that got them into favor for a favor. You know what I mean? That's how you get into a lot of these situations. And for me personally, I think, and I thought it from the beginning, that's why I stopped following politics when Trump was about to win, because I was like, this is a joke. Like, this is absolutely Trump and Hillary were getting to, like, they have a relationship together. And then when you go further, like when I kind of got out, and then in 2020, I kind of started getting back into politics and everything that was going going on and conspiracies, what have not. And to me, like, you know, you see people posting up, like, you know, they'll be like, oh, he has the devil horns, right? I'm like, I could show you plenty of pictures with Trump doing that as well. I mean, I'm not saying it convinces me that either or is part of these parties. Of course, there's all these secret societies, and of course, there's a bunch of hidden messages. But I think when we start saying everything is either a psyop or technically, I guess it could be. I guess if we're just having a conversation and you're thinking everything's a psyop, there's no problem. Like you said, it's when you're forcing ideas onto people. That's my problem with things, because putting your ideas where you're saying that only my ideas are right, your ideas are wrong, I'm the only one that got it right out of 7, you know what I mean, billion people, or how many ever people are in the world. You and a few others are only got it right. And I think that's wrong. I think that they got some of it right. I think all of us get some of it right. And there's pieces that we all have. And that's why us discussing and having conversations connects the pieces, so you can actually put the puzzle together and read it.
The very idea of true and false, which we have inside our head, is so old school, you can say, like going through like so centuries and centuries, that this is right, this is wrong. We have the set definitions for everything. And that's how we cannot differentiate. We cannot agree on something different, which we don't think about, you know. It's like, it's just a mental play, you know, like how they play with us with the spells and the spell links and everything, you know, and with the set guidelines and set definitions, which we have. I mean, why there is that, there's a thing you can call right or wrong. It can be anything, you know. You don't know anything from another person's perspective. And when it comes down to that, everything comes to be different. When you go around, and everything is for different, because that's what happens. People from North Korea try to go to South Korea by crossing the border, and they saw that, oh my God, North Korea is okay, not better for them, of course, but you know, in South Korea, there is a lot of prostitution happening. Women are really not safe there. So, I mean, you thought on the other side that South Korea is better. I'm just giving an example, right? And when you went there, now you're a prostitute.
Yep.
Forced prostitute. So, which is better?
Yeah, well, it's your perspective. Like you said, like one person could be in North Korea and be like, this is total dictatorship. I hated this whole control and I want to get out. And another person could enjoy it and be like, man, I'm so happy that this is our supreme leader. And, you know, I want to be here. It's all perspective. It's and your experience. If you go into, like you said, somewhere, like if you go into a bad neighborhood and you meet a certain type of race, and something bad happens to you with that certain type of race, right? Forever, most of those people, if they're not an open-minded person, they're going to get stuck on that and say, oh, all of them are like that, right? Whether white, black, whatever, you could switch it. But when you have an open mind and you know that everything changes, like, right? Everything's interchangeable. There's nothing that's concrete in this world that is like, oh, this is permanent. I think there's like probably concrete universal laws that are like, you know, you can't, you know, that just can't be done. It won't be able to be. It's not even it's an unwritten rule. Yeah, natural laws. But I think that what happens is people get an idea of that they're better, or that they have the better information, instead of us just actually coming together and having discussions and having real debates where we break it down. Like, not everybody, like I've been saying for a long time, like me personally, I've never followed any of the Q stuff, but I think there's a lot of echo chambers on all sides, left, right, conspiracy, like if flat earth, like I like my friends that like, hey, they like flat, they think the earth is flat. I'm not so sold on it. I'm not big on it either way, but we can have a discussion. We can have a nice, good debate for 2 hours and not going to be like, oh, and not hate each other, right? Like, I'm not going to, I don't despise their views. And sometimes they get me to think, and sometimes I get them to think. And I think that's the point. We're supposed to be challenged. And if you're stuck in an echo chamber, you're never going to get challenged. You're going to constantly be reinforced that you're right, pat on the back, and that you got them, boy, you know? And I think that is terrible for us as human beings. I think for us to progress as a species, we need to understand each other. It's okay that if they're a different religion, it's okay if they're a different race, it's okay that they come from a different area. All these things matter, because though, you know, what happened in India, you can say, hey, this is my perspective of over here, and this is what I can get you. And then I go, oh, well, you know what? I use that same information that you use, but I use it over here. It's just perspective, and it makes you more of a deeper person, in my opinion.
Exactly, exactly. That's how I understand the politics here also, because I think the politics which we have, like the political game which we have in India, is kind of same here too. Because, hey, corruption, a lot of leaders changing their parties and changing their views very frequently, which has happened here in US also. And I see the connections and I make the connections that, yes, it's kind of same here. So what my point with these echo chamber creators is that it's a two-way street, you know, where these people come from, like echo chamber creators, they are really afraid of confrontations. They really don't want to do debates. I mean, I called out them. I call out everyone. Let's do a live. I think Evans Bay called out Graf. I think I can name people, right?
You can name, yeah. He was here right now. Graf was here earlier. Yeah. I think he might still be in here.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So
it's open discussion.
Evans Bay called out Graf. I called out that bootleg, I don't know, that profile or something, that lady. And when I called her out, she was calling the new age thing satanic or something. I called her out, let's have a debate. And she blocked me. She seen my message and she blocked me from everywhere. That's what they do. They are never going to confront you. So that's the first thing you can know that
I'll give Graf credit. Like Graf hit me up and we've talked and like we have a mutual respecting for each other. Like we've exchanged, like as far as that guy Breb, I don't really have any respect for him because he didn't come to me. Like my whole thing is just like I'm about respect, right? If you come to me,
I was like a nail in final.
Yeah, well, yeah, that was just because that was just like awesome. I had to do something because to me, if you're gonna like, I didn't even know about a lot of this stuff because like I don't really follow Q like that and. Yeah. When somebody screenshots me and then I hit them up like, hey, what you gotta say? Like you try to, because then those people insinuate that message like as if I was a Q person and then like I changed and I'm like, hey man, I've been saying this about Q this whole time. Like, so that was kind of a thing. That's why that was cool. I give, like I said, I give credit to Graf for stepping
you.
In.
Yeah, I respect you, Graf, because you are open about it.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, because I have nothing to hide. Like, it's all good. Like
exactly.
I said, like,
that's how it should be. Like all these people doxing each other. Well, my point is, why do you have anything to fear out that there are rats everywhere? There are going to be people who are going to leak your things and chats. Why you cannot be same person which you are in the chats and which you are outside the chats? Why you cannot be that? If you are that, you don't care if someone rats you out, if someone takes screenshots of your chats or anything. You don't care about that thing. That's the thing they fear. That's the thing that these echo chamber creators fear and they distract. How many people here in this live know that Jeff Epstein pimp who was in Paris last Saturday hung himself? How many of these people know? No one knows it. And how many of these people know what's really happening in Russia and Ukraine? They are calling Russia a bad country or Putin a bad person, but I don't believe that. It's
I kind of do because I mean he was on the young global leaders of the World Economic Forum. So I mean,
here's what I have. It's kind of a biblical, I say, in Christian world. Okay, so this has happened in India with Pakistan, India and Pakistan when it was separated. Pakistan has two parts, east and west. Now the west one is Bangladesh. If you have heard about it, right? So we saved them from Pakistan. So now it's Bangladesh. It was earlier West Pakistan. They used to supply guns, arms, and ammunition to the East Pakistan, and East Pakistan used to attack India. Every time they failed, the West Pakistan said, we're not going to do it. So that's what's happening in Ukraine, East and West Ukraine. So Putin, it's my personal opinion, okay?
Sure, of course.
Yeah, so what Putin is doing is that he is taking over the places which he knows can be manipulated by the people who are ruling there. If you have heard about the place Kashmir in India, so Kashmir is divided into three parts. One part is from is with China, one part is from Pakistan, and one part is from India. So what Pakistan do is and China do is they, with all their money, with all their influence, they influence the Muslims who are living in.
I think you cut out.
Happening in Ukraine can you hear me?
Yeah, no, I could.
Yeah, okay. So with all the influential and everything, the president and the I'm sorry, I was getting a call. Yeah. So with all the money and politic influential, they are trying to control and making Ukraine as a West Ukraine as a communist place or something. That's why Donbass is taking over, and it's what happened with the Trump. People thought that when Trump went to North Korea, it's going to be a world war or something, but it didn't happen. He made a peace treaty or something. That's what USA is thinking and Ukraine is thinking, that Putin will going to do something stupid and going to go into the world war, and they will going to break the NATO treaty or something like that. And it's not going to happen because Putin is smart. Putin is smart, and he is making peacekeeping treaties. So that's what's happening, so that he can slowly take over.
I mean, I'm not saying right or wrong. I think they're playing chess, and I think they're making this move so that the U.S. can put boots on the ground. And as soon as we put boots on the ground, China's going to take Taiwan. That's what I think.
That's the one opinion which I've also thought about. That's the one perspective which
I'm just saying that's what I would do. I just look at what I would do. And if China is my good ally, and you know, Russia's not as thriving. Yeah, so, I mean, they got a lot of oil and stuff, but like the power. House right now is China, right? They're the ones trying to take back over. They're the ones that even though their economy is crashing pretty bad as well, but that's what I would, that's the move I would take.
I mean, yeah, so the point, the theory you have is like more of an external theory, you know, like a global thing. What I'm talking about is that kind of a little bit internal or personal, you can say, you know, but that doesn't mean your theory is not right. It is. I kind of agree with most of the points there, you know, because yeah, it is doable and it is possible, right? So that things comes down to this thing. We don't know. That's why we are discussing here. We are not making an echo chamber. No, bro, you're calling me stupid. I'm calling you stupid because we don't agree with each other. That's what these echo chamber people do. Even with the religion thing, even with the politics, even with the Trump PSYOP, even with the Flynn and Linwood PSYOP, everything. If you don't agree with them, you are a traitor or a rat.
Yeah, that's how they feel. But I think it's also because a lot of people have built up personas, like unintentionally through these last few years, especially, or even through the whole Q time, that people have built up personas. And it's hard for people, like I put it in the perspective of an artist, right? If you're a music artist and you make a certain type of music, like say you only make country, right? And then you switch and you make rap, like you're not going to try to switch to go over that, right? You're going to have to ease onto it. But if people are pushing onto it, you're like, nah, this is more, because your audience is that. You're not going to throw something completely different out of left field that your audience, because then you'd have to start all over. And unless you've built up an audience that's like so worldwide, and you slowly little integrations of different types of music. But people are one way for so long that it's hard for them to break that habit, you know, because it becomes a habit. It becomes something that they see, and then it becomes natural, and it becomes something that they feel is real. And I think it's good in some senses. I think in some senses it helps people, like just like I've seen a lot of people like through the streets getting off of drugs or alcohol through different Christian programs that I wouldn't necessarily subscribe to. You know what I mean? That's something that I wouldn't necessarily go to, but I've seen it actually help people. So maybe for them, that was their path to help them, you know, through a little rough patch that they're going through. And I think what happens, though, is that then those people go and they go, oh, you're drinking? And they're like, dude, you were just drinking like a month ago. Like, it's not like you stopped drinking forever. So like then they become judgmental because they didn't want it, because they still have things to work on themselves where they don't naturally love themselves, right? So they're projecting on accident. It's not necessarily intentional, but they're projecting onto other people the insecurities that they feel, right? So like when they see you drinking, they're being judgmental towards you because you're like, oh man, because they knew that they felt like a piece of shit when they were drinking, or they remember what they did, maybe some of the past events that happened when they were doing one of their drunk episodes. So it connects to them, so they automatically become judgmental. But I think people got to try our best to keep the open mind of where, you know what, hey man, I don't have all the answers. It's okay that I don't have all the answers. I'm gonna be wrong a lot of times, that's all right. I'm gonna fail a lot of times, that's all right. And I think we got to get that stigma out so we can just really move forward. The progress is gonna never happen if we're constantly going back and just saying, no, it has to be only this way, when we know that there's not one way to learn. There's exactly. Not one way for us to figure it all out.
Yeah, here's the thing about how I think is that if you are in your life with anything, just winning, and you are doing everything right, that means you are on the wrong path. That means you are doing something wrong. If you're not failing, you're not contradicting your own thoughts from your past thoughts, and you are not changing your thought process. And I'm not asking you to change your own roots, your personality, no, but be ready for a constant change of thoughts, because trust me, no one will gonna be here for you but you. So if you don't work on your thoughts, and if you don't get along with your thought process, your inner self, your inner brain, if you don't get along with that thing, you will always be stuck in an echo chamber.
Yeah, and you're always going to be miserable. Just like I told my boss, he's been at the same job for 15 years. And he's like, I got to go somewhere else, you know, so I'm less stressed. And I'm like, man, wherever you go, you're going to be stressed because you're a stressed out person. Like, things stress you out that normally wouldn't stress somebody else out. So until you work on that, how to manage stress, it doesn't matter where you go because it's going to be a big deal everywhere you go.
That's right. I mean, I'm the person who cannot work under someone for so long, for too long. No, I cannot. And I cannot be a good leader. Also, I will say it front. Because I get frustrated if people don't do it right. You know, I'm like, okay, I'm going to do everything. Fuck you. I'm going to do everything. Let it be. So that's what I am. So it's not a leadership quality. So yeah, I don't call myself as a leader. But that's the thing. Before coming from India, I had to do a job for an year, more than a year or something, to just have some extra bucks because it was a corporate job and it was good money. So I can save to come to America because I know I was planning and... I didn't like it. But I was not stressful. I was not depressed. I was not like...
But you were in there, but because you know why? Because you had your mindset of when I used to tell people, I said, you're in there. You're like, hey, I'm here for 2 or 3 years. I'm going to get my money and I'm out. And that's what I tell people. What happens where people are so miserable at work is because they see no future. They see nothing more. They're exactly. Like, this is all I see.
No goals.
They're like, I'm just going to wake up every morning, come here every day until I die. Like, I've heard people say that. You know what I mean? Like, and that's the problem is the mindset. Is if you go, hey man, I'll be here for 3 years and then I'll go to another job and meet a bunch of other people, go there for a couple of years and get it or find something, build off that. I'll save up money and start my own business, or I'll figure out like how to do clothing by working at a clothing shop, like all these things. But I think people have been because there's tons of different echo chambers too, as well as like even in the mainstream media world, like that's like a lot of the people that have gotten stuck on the whole COVID thing, you know, like of where you're seeing the cycle of like, hey, like now even they're like, you know, pushing back. And there was those kids in, I think it was somewhere in Nevada, like they protested for the mask, you know, they were like, no, bring them back. So people.
Yeah, I've seen the videos. Yeah, I've seen the pictures. Yeah, that's crazy. And I was like, wow, man, are you crazy? What the fuck are you guys talking about?
Yeah. Oh, and they just can't see, like, because they've been to believe that they've been led to believe that how important that is. And just like in Canada right now, they said like 65%, who knows about these polls, because I've always never believed in any of these polls, but they say 65% of the people are approving of the police action. Why? Because they've been dehumanized, right? They go, these people are trying to, so the whole time, if you didn't wear a mask, if you didn't want to get vaccines, if you wanted to not be locked down, you were considered a piece of shit. You were considered someone that wanted to kill other people, that you were a danger terrorist. And that has stuck with people. And I think that people get stuck in these little fear chambers and where they're just like back and forth and like the same, like the most thing where people thought this was actually going to be the black plague. And then if you touch somebody, you were going to die. If you didn't put hand sanitizer over every single thing you bought, then you were going to die. But it really struck a nerve in people and it really got to them. And I think people are still getting off that fear. And that's one thing that we as people have to also accept is that like, whether maybe someone is in an echo chamber, it's not like we have to find ways to connect with them, right, and build bridges, because they may not be able to. And we have to understand that a lot of people been manipulated through all the propaganda on both sides. So we have to like humble ourselves too sometimes and not get frustrated and kind of like look at it as like, hey, this is an opportunity for me to grow by showing them, hey, here's a bridge, let's go across this. Because and it takes time, and sometimes you also got to cut it off because it might be some energy that just draining you, and it might be pointless. But that's up to each person to kind of figure out. And I think the reason why people get stuck in these things is because some people are broken or they're searching for hope. And a lot of, like, why a lot of people fell in love with Donald Trump, I totally understand it, because he was seemed like somebody that was fighting against the system, somebody that was telling
was
Nancy Pelosi,
yeah,
like, hey, fuck you, bitch. And like, everybody's like, yeah, well, finally, that's what I wanted to tell her, you know?
Yeah, you get out. And it was funny, when Trump used to talk about all these people, it was funny. And yeah, I kind of gave hope to everyone. I'll be lying if I say, yeah, I didn't like that guy when he was talking about all these people. Yes, I kind of like it when he said that. But the thing is, and as I said, I never expected. And the thing when I said that, it's a two-way street, you know, these echo chamber creators, we talked about them, how they play. But the people have to understand they cannot be reliable. They cannot be dependent, basically, what the right word is, to be dependent 100% on someone or any source of information.
On any of us. Like me, yeah, I tell people all the time.
That's what I say to people. Yeah.
Don't listen to me. Yeah, go. Yeah. You need to listen to many different perspectives. That's what I do. I listen to tons of different perspectives. I talk to a ton of different people and about all kinds of different subjects. And then that's where I go, okay, you can gauge the line a little bit better. And you know that you still don't have the full picture. Even if I talk to a million people, I still don't have the full picture, but I have a better understanding of human beings and how to interact with them and how to show them respect. Because to me, the most thing in life, the two main rules for me personally in my life is respect and loyalty, right? So if you notice that in every society, in every culture, if you use respect and you're loyal to people and you're good to people, it goes a long way. You know what I mean? And it's just talking it out. Like when people have a misunderstanding or people think I said something, I go, hey, just hop in my DMs, man. It's not even about like, hey, I'm going to come. I'm too old for that shit. Like, because it, I don't even talk like that because I mean, I don't try to incriminate myself or anything like that anyways, but it's not about that. It's like, look, I can have a conversation with anybody and I might be wrong and I might be being an asshole sometimes. And maybe I am jumping to a conclusion and maybe you can show me, but I try to now deter myself from getting into a bad argument, even with comments, when people say like, oh, you shouldn't do this or you're sometimes I still slip and say bad stuff, but then I try to come back and be like, you know what? This is what I meant about that. And then we have a little conversation. We may not leave agreeing, but we leave respecting each other.
It's true. That's what I do sometimes. Yeah, I really like to troll people. I'll be honest. I really like to troll people. I was like, okay, you're going to come at me. I'm going to come at you, but only when I'm free. You know, like I'm sitting in my cafeteria or something. I'm just having my lunch and just typing shit. As soon as I turn off my phone, I really don't care about anything on these online entities and online existence people, you know, because their existence is because of these Instagram and social media platforms, because people go there and just appreciate them for no reason. You gotta understand, you are feeding an ego which will kill you one day. You're feeding your own enemy, you're feeding your own monsters. You gotta understand, you cannot feed anything too much, that it might come back one day and bite you. And that's what's happening right now. That's what's happening with the echo chambers right now.
Yeah, because nobody's setting them in check. Like, as far as when I mean check is like a reality check of like, hey, you may be wrong. You're not necessarily hitting home runs. You're not batting. Even if you got some stuff right, and everybody gets some stuff right. But to say that your perspective 100% is like, hey, I have the answers. I figured it out. That is disrespectful to every single person on the world. And to me, it's disrespectful to a creator. Because the creator knows. Yeah. We don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I have.
You will die before knowing everything. Yeah. You will die before knowing everything. So don't worry about it. Don't fear that you will gonna know everything. You will not gonna know
and
everything.
And don't separate yourself, because like really, you also miss out, because you miss out on relationships or miss out on furthering yourself into this. Like for me personally, I mean, I have a few people that kind of talk to me sideways every now and then. For the most part, I'm very beneficial. I have a bunch of people that follow me that have different perspectives. We don't all agree, but we have pretty civil conversations. Yeah, I'll get a troll every now and then, but even the trolls kind of really don't bother me, because I kind of just put it to their perspective and I try to break it down and have a good conversation. They're like, ah, man, all right. Like, I don't let them, right? Like, I'm not gonna let you, because I'm like, dude, you're cool, dog. I don't know all these things. I only see people through these screens, you know what I mean? Or I see a little comment and I'm like, how am I gonna hate this guy? I don't even know him. I have no reason to hate him. Like, unless you're doing something to my family. And with the whole doxing thing, I will say this, man. I don't approve of anybody doxing, but I will also say, be smart. Like, how do people have so much information? I tell people all the time, try to dox me, man. You're gonna have to. If you dox me, then you're really getting a detective out and you're paying some money. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because like I'm a little older and I've always believed, like I was told like a long time ago, like if you wouldn't put it on a newspaper, don't put it on the internet. You know what I mean? Like, it's like the same thing. Like, you know, and like when the internet first started, we kind of thought about like that. And I don't, like, you know what I mean? I'm not gonna, like, you know, people have on their Facebook and they're like, hey, I work here and here's my phone number and here's my girlfriend, my mom, my brother, my aunt, my uncle. I'm like, what?
Like, that was a different time. Now it's different. Basically, you know, like, these people don't know I come from India. Okay, so I have to be underground at times, like, because I really cannot come out, because these people know my address now. These people can literally come and stab me from the back or something. So I have to be underground. So it's not a child's play, bro. It's not a child's play. It's not what you think it is. You never know. You are doxing someone. You might not do anything, but you are doing it on the internet. Somebody else might come at my doorstep and do something. as long as it's about myself, I can handle myself. I can be safe. I can take care of myself. But when it comes to my people who I love, who I like, who my family, my people, my friends, no, I cannot let them hurt because of my stupidity or internet stupid people. You know, I cannot do that. So that's why I really condone all these doxing things. It's a child's play. It's not even, I will not say it's just a high school drama thing or something. It's not even that. It's pathetic. It's disgusting.
Basically. Oh, sure, for sure. I think I'm totally against doxing, but I was just saying, as us, as people, don't put all your information out there. Be a little secretive, you know what I mean? Like, hide it. Like, everybody doesn't need to know where you work, or if you are on Facebook, have just a tight-knit, like, people, because it is a different world now. People, and I think that it just became popular, especially, like, the left had got really popular for doxing people, you know, a lot of Antifa people, but this has been going on for a long time, and even, you know, the swatting, where people swat people, like... And that's just what people do. And, like, I never understood it because, like, first of all, that would piss me off. Like, you could say whatever you want about me. But, of course, like, and if it comes to my family, then it's going to be to a different level. Like, to a level, like, where we're not going to be talking words. Like, that's a whole nother level to me because that's my family. Like, me, I put myself out there. You could say whatever you want about me. That doesn't really bother me. I'm working on my ego anyways. I probably need to be humbled sometimes. You know what I mean? So if someone has to talk some shit. But for the most part... I just think there's lines, man. Like, you don't go after people's kids, you don't go after people's moms, you don't go about any of that. But people have, like, lost all the rules in that, because, like, where I'm raised from in the streets of California, where people, like, you know, there's a lot of gang activity, and like I said, what we learned from that was respect. If you respect, I could walk through all kinds of different hoods. Why? Because I respected them. I treated them with respect. I learned how to, like, be around. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't go in there and start trashing the place or cussing people out. I treated it as if I was going to somebody else's house. And if you do that, you're going to get a lot of respect everywhere. And people are going to... Is there going to be 1% or the 0.5% of something that's crazy? Of course. You're going to always get some crazy person every now and then. But for the most part, you hold your head high, you show people respect, and you're courteous, and you just talk to people. You can go anywhere.
Yeah, love and respect. That's what it is. We are human beings, bro. We are social animals. We need affirmations. We need appreciation. This is the only thing which we live for. Literally, we need appreciation. Everyone, I mean, whoever comes at me and says that, no, I don't need appreciation. Of course you need it. You might need it from yourself. You might need it from outside world, but you still need it. If you don't have appreciation for yourself, you are a depressed guy. You are a depressed person. You are a stressful person. You know, just like your boss, he's doing the same shift from 15 years because he don't appreciate his skills. He don't appreciate himself and his life. That's where it comes down to when you said, when you go to different hoods, they respect you. Why? Because why there are different hoods? Why there are fights between these hoods and everything, gangs and everything? Why? Because respect. All of them need respect.
Yeah, and that's what usually happens, or even wars over time. Like, you know, like if you go back to the Viking times or like medieval times, it's usually a disrespectful moment that happened that caused somebody to go to, or you went into their family, which is disrespect. And you don't go these lines. And I think that a lot of the lines have gotten blurred. And I don't know why, like, because I've always, or maybe that they just come from different areas and maybe they've learned different things that I've learned. But I think if you apply respect, like you said, respect and love, it's going to go a long way. And every now and then, like I said, you'll catch somebody that, you know, might be off a little bit. But I think really what we have to do is try to just train ourselves. Like, we're not perfect. I yell at people. I get mad. Like, I get upset. Like, but we have to ground ourselves and be okay, like you said, with ourselves, like with our good and our bad flaws. Like, what happens, a lot of people only want to show their good side for so long. And I think when they're hiding that other side that does come out every now and then, they keep pushing it down until it explodes, until it comes out into a way that they can't maybe control it. It comes out in a way where it's makes them look bad, or you know what I mean? When they could have kind of dealt with it little by little. Like, I
remember the world is controlling them now. Yeah, that's yes. That's true. And I would say it's a generational trauma, but it's up to you to break it. You gotta be the one. You gotta be the one to break the generational curse which you have. I mean, my family had generational curse too. When I was a kid, I had until like 13, 14, you know, 15, I guess, I had a very bad, bad habit of getting angry at like within seconds, and I do bad shit when I'm getting angry. But now I really don't care because I broke that curse. by myself. I got bullied for those things, but I broke that shit now. And now no one can get into my skin so easily. No, I mean, yeah, they can still get in under my skin. I will be lying if I say they cannot, but they don't.
But you've worked on it to a level to where it's manageable.
Manageable. That's the thing. And that's the thing. You have to understand that the devil, the evil you are pushing down and controlling, make it your friend. A lot of people will hate me when I say this, but make that evil entity inside you a friend with self-confrontations and appreciations and affirmations, and confront that evil entity with your good entity and with love and respect. As we said, everything's changed. Everything changes. You know, with love also, and respect, everything changes.
And don't try to make huge big changes. Just like appreciate being able to go spend time with your family. Appreciate, hey, maybe I don't really necessarily like this job, but I appreciate I have enough money to do this. And I appreciate those little things.
I'm gonna ask you one thing. When you go, when you don't do life, can you? I'm sure you can, but I'm still gonna ask for the people that can you look yourself in the mirror for more than 5 minutes and talk to yourself with true shit. You know, like literally true shit and confront yourself. Can you? I know you can because I can see that. But for the people, I wanna make a point here that yes, you can. I might also at times I cannot, but I might also. You know, that's the thing. If you cannot confront yourself in front of mirror more than 5 minutes by telling your own bad habit, telling your faults to yourself, and you're running from yourself, you are letting the devil, the evil, control you.
Yeah, you can't get truth out if you're lying to yourself.
I'm sorry I cut it out, but that's the thought. It came on my mind.
You're totally right.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it.
No, you're right. Like if you're lying to yourself, how can you give truth? Like there's truth out there, and the ultimate truth. The ultimate truth is within ourselves. You know what I mean? Telling ourselves the truth, telling ourselves like, hey, this is what you do wrong. These are your bad habits. These are the things you need to improve, the things that to get where you want to get. And because we can blame anything in life on anybody, right? Hey, I didn't get that promotion because this guy, that guy. But at the end of the day, maybe that's not the place for me, right? Maybe that they're not appreciating my talent. So I need to value myself and be like, well, I'm good at this. I'm able to do this. Well, what am I doing here? And that's when you go and you start put yourself on the market and you find a better job. You know what I mean? You have to put yourself in those positions and constantly evaluating yourself, or no one else is going to evaluate you like you. If you know your worth, you're the only one that can go out there and be like, yeah, I deserve this much. And if they say no, then you go, oh, okay, no problem. I'm going to go to the next place. You know what I mean? I know what I'm worth. And they're going to see that confidence on you and realize like, oh, I better hire this guy. And it's a charm.
Yep. Yeah, it's a charm. People love you when you are like that. When it's a thing, not I'm still going to say something about me. It's going to sound like a self-absorbed person because I talk about myself a lot. But yeah, but that's the thing. When I smile with people and talk to them, they like me. They say, people have said, because I was at this job fair last week or something, they really liked me. They really loved me because when the job fair ended, all those corporate recruiters came to me personally and said bye and talked to me a little bit like bye, you know, like bye before leaving and everything. Why? Because I left a charm there, because I was first truthful to myself, and then I was truthful to them. I was all out there, love and respect for everyone. And that's how it works. So that's the thing, where, you know, like when you start doing it with other people, you start doing it with yourself too. But for that, you have to understand how your mind works, how you work from inside. It's just like a stillness in the storm, you know, like when you see yourself from inside your eyes. Is your storm, can you see through your storm? Can you see through your chaos? Because chaos is everywhere. Your heart have a chaos. My heart have a chaos. Everyone have something chaotic going on inside their lives, right? But can you look through all these things? Can you look through the chaos and make things right for yourself first and then for the community?
And also I think that it's like having more empathy. I said that for a long time, is that empathy is something that like, I don't know if, like, I know some people have more empathy naturally, but I do think it's a skill that, I mean, I think it's something that we can nurture. If you nurture it, like, it comes more, because you have to be more self-aware of being like that to people, because, you know, you could hurt, like, think about hurting someone's feelings, or think about, hey, maybe I should say it like this. Like, we can talk about anybody. That's why I'm not afraid to talk about anybody, because I'm not going to say anything negative about them. Unless I'm saying the truth, what I think that, like, if someone goes, hey, what do you think about this, this and that? I'm going to tell you, well, this is what I think about that. But for the most part, it's because I don't really have a lot negative to say, because who am I to judge anybody, man? Like, I have my own faults. I have my own things that I went through. To me, as long as they're respecting me, then we're good. That's like why it's so simple. I try to keep it simple so I don't have to think of these complex, like, oh, if you don't believe this XXOW, like, nah, man, just do one thing. And it's easy because we all want it, right? We all want to be respected. That doesn't mean you have to like me. That doesn't mean you have to listen to me. It just means, like, hey, man, you know, hey, what's up?
All someone right, says like, it, someone says in the comment, is this a counseling session or what? I mean, you can look at it like that, but if you it has different perspective about it. When we are talking about this truth, be true to yourself thing, you can apply it to the movement also. You can apply it to anything, all because it's a universal thing. You know, the thing versus that, because the thing when we talk about the echo chambers is that people are not true to themselves, and the people who are getting distracted through these echo chambers are also kind of not true to themselves, because that's why they are all stuck together and making an echo chamber. You know, that's how it works.
It creates a new a mainstream media. Like, it's the same thing. If you're listening to one, if you're just listening to me, then you're only hearing my perspective. Like, I'm not saying that people obviously talk to other people, but I'm saying if you're only listening to the same people that think the same things, of course you're only, like, if you watch CNN all day, every day, you're thinking right now that, like, there's a bunch of Trump supporters that, like, are infected with COVID that just want to cover you with it and kill you. Like, you know what I mean? That's what you think that what's happening in the world is the worst thing is Trump, and it's bad, because what's happened to the left is that they really believe the only problem in Washington was Trump. And I'm like, that's insane. It's absolutely insane. You're telling me that Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, like all these people, like I could go name Chuck Schumer, all these people that are so corrupt, and you're gonna think that they were able to manipulate people to think the only problem in the United States was Trump and his fascism. And I'm like, dude, that, to me personally, they're all on the same team. Like, I think presidents are selected, not elected, right? Like, they're not just going to give the keys to somebody like me. Like, I wish people did vote for me one year and
That's what happened in India in 2014. Okay, so everything is going according to the right, not right or left, right, but the correct government. India is changing. India is changing culturally and everything. India is into different war right now, and not like US and Russia and everything. But that's what happened. But so right or wrong, you decide. But that's what happened in 2014. The prime minister was selected to change what's happening to the Hindus, to the real Indians in there, you know. That's what happened. Most of them don't know it. I know it because I worked as an insider, and I met prime minister a couple of times, just for like 2 minutes or 3 minutes or something, but I met him, you know. So they don't allow you to take your phones, nothing, no gadgets at all, no electronic items, even the watches, no, you cannot. So that's how it is, that's how bad it is. And so before 2014, the last session which happened made me realize that there is something going on with these people, all these government, you know. Of course they are playing against them, but they are still at the in the same team. You know what I mean? It's very tricky to understand. It's very unrealistic to understand, but it is what it is. That, yeah, at times they are against each other, but most of the time they are together.
Well, even just like right now, like you see all of them warmongering together. Like you can see CNN is on the same page as Fox News, and you know, like the right and the left, like, are both want to go to war.
You never realize when CNN changed their perspective about Trump and talk, like, sometimes talk good about Trump, and sometimes, like, most of the times talk bad about that, talk shit about Trump. Not even Trump. Different opinions and different news also. Like, how the fuck you can do that, bro? We know you are the left wing media. So why? How? What happened?
And that's a problem. All of a sudden. And that's a problem in general too, right? Like, we shouldn't have a left and right wing media. We should just have people that are covering.
That's what happened when I was in India. I thought I had a different perspective. Of course, I didn't watch mainstream media and everything, so I had a different perspective. I have the perspective which the movement, the community gave me and fed me inside my mind. But when I came here, oh my God, that's totally different. I got a reality check in front of me, and I was like, no, I have to read it. I have to relearn everything for the second time now.
Well, it's the hopium. Like, people have fallen in love with so many presidents over the year, or politicians. Me too. Like, you know, mine was Ron Paul. Like, Ron Paul was somebody that I followed a lot. And I mean, he hasn't, like, you know, totally failed in the face of, but I mean, he hasn't pushed issues that I thought he should have pushed, you know, especially with 9/11. Like, you know, I really believe there's no way you're going to tell me that it's not like that building 7 just fucking had a fire and it fell by itself. Like, there's no way I'm going to think that, you know what I mean? It's impossible.
Every politician knows that. Yes. Every politician knows that. But the thing is, who comes out and speak about it? They all say that they are truthful to the people. They are here for the people, for us. But when it comes to speaking our truth, they are not. Then people say that, you know, it's politics, they cannot do it like that and everything. I understand. I work with politicians and I understand that if you directly come out, people are going to bash at you and will not going to like vote you. But that's what I posted the last time. Just a minute, all right? But yeah, so that's what I posted last time. I posted a story where I said that the government will go out of business if they solve all the problems. And if they talk about all the problems.
Oh, that's for sure. And that's like that. That's what they try to hold on to. That they're trying to argue with the other guy so I can get 4 more years in this seat. That's why that we should have term limits. And also, like, so people don't, it should be like you're giving up to your country, like going into the military or something. Right. You know, it shouldn't be that your benefit. You shouldn't become way richer in politics. That's what means something bad happened. You know what I mean? That means somebody got to you. And we as people need to stop trying to think that one person's going to solve it all. It has to be our own level of talking to people and working out in our communities and telling people how we feel and really understanding their perspective and knowing your role and accepting other people's role. Like, my role, I believe, is being a skeptic. I'm the kind of person that as soon as something happens, I'm going to be skeptical about it. I'm going to, no matter what side it comes on, I'm going to be like, I don't know, man. Like, you know, like with Trump.
There's something also going on. Yes, yeah, there's like, something more going on to this, you know.
Right away, I was like, so this guy's a hero, but he's 70 years old and he barely is now going to be a hero. And then not only is he old and have nothing to lose, but he also, plays the game. Right. So it's like, and I'm not saying even necessarily he's a bad guy. I don't think necessarily there is always good guys and bad guys. I think people get pushed into certain scenes. I mean, you know, you're trying to be branded. And when I say selected, that doesn't necessarily mean that that person knew that they selected him. You know what I mean? He could legitimately really run. But I think that they push and shove. Like, if you just read all these people like Cass Sunstein talking about the nudge theory and where they try to nudge people into what they want you to do, instead of just saying you don't do that, they suggest things. You know, they have commercials, they have people saying this, they suggest it to you and push you into these directions so you feel like you made the decision. And so there's all these think tanks all across the world that governments talk to, the World Economic Forum to be one of them. You know what I mean? They are infiltrated, you know, like Klaus Schwab has said that he's infiltrated. So I think that's why I personally not only be skeptical, but I also like to point out like what I can factually put out, right? Like when I show people like CIA documents, I'm like, this is real. Like, you can go search it yourself. Like, because I think that we need that, because then we get lost in it becoming fantasy and reality, right? So now the lines are so blurred of like, it has to be this extreme. And I'm not saying it can't be an extreme. Like I said earlier, there could be all kinds of stuff that I don't know about. I believe that there could be aliens. I'm not sure either way. As far as flat earth, me personally, like from what I've seen, I think it's more round, but like I can be swayed if you have a good argument. You know what I mean? Like, but as far as just trying to be out there, we just got to put the information like that is solid. Like, you know, that because if somebody that doesn't know any of this and I go out there right away and I go, hey, the queen's a lizard person and we live on a flat earth, whether I was right or not, like even like it, without any real proof, there's no way that they're going to listen to me. But if I kind of tell them like, hey, like I was saying with a lot of the BLM stuff, when that was going on, a lot of the MAGA people should have been talking to the people that not the people that run it, but you know, the actual people on the ground, and they should have like worked with them, be like, oh man, you think cops are like this is why this is this. You have things you could connect off of. Like, cops are making you wear a mask. Cops are in this neighborhood treating people like this. Boom, we have something to build on, to unite over. And people, I think, missed a lot of opportunities in those things.
Yeah, that's the thing. You gotta if you are really wanna wake up the normie. So first of all, this is the problem with the community right here, is that they think that they know something better and they know what's like little bit know what's happening in the community, what's going out there. They think they're geniuses. The moment you think you are a genius, you are a fool, right? So that's what happens. So when you try to awake someone, or we try to feed them truth, you got to play with their thought. You have to provoke them. You got to provoke them. That's what I did with my roommate. I mean, he's a Democrat, but now he at least understand that the LGBT movement is a fraud thing. Feminism movement is a fraud thing made by the Hollywood and everything. And now he understood they, them, those pronouns are bullshit. And yeah, but he's still a Democrat. He's still a Democrat. He believes in Joe Biden a little bit now, but it takes time. It takes patience. I might or might not be able to convert him into making him understand something else, but I still got to be in his good books all the time to make him believe me and slowly, slowly feed his subconscious that he can see when the time comes, he can see, oh my God, yeah, Rex was right. That's the thing. You cannot awake anyone. It's time. If it's their time, you say one thing and they will be there. Oh my God, you were all right. And you know, and if it's not time, they'll kick you out of their house for talking all these bullshit, you know.
Yeah, for real. Well, it looks like my, since I'm in the penalty box, I'm getting the 1 minute and 10 seconds remaining, man. Tell everybody where they can follow you, or if you ain't got anything that, like, I don't know if you have blogs or anything that, you know, or lives that people want to check out.
Yeah, so this profile, Baba Yaga 44, is the only one which I'm active right now with. I have two different profiles, but doesn't matter there. And my podcast is on Spotify, The Conscious Mantras. I've been not consistent with that, but now I'm going to upload my very first video after so long on 24th Feb on my birthday. So yeah, I'm going to do that. And then I'm going to continue doing it. The thing with my podcast is that I really don't bring anyone into it, you know, to create an echo chamber or something again, you know, I don't want to do that. So that's why I'm very selective, choosy with that thing. So yeah, anyways, yeah, that's the only thing which I have. You can follow me on Instagram and my podcast link will be on the bio and everything. And yeah, be a good person, respectable, and love everyone. Love your family, love your people, and appreciate yourself first and then everyone. The echo chamber will not be able to control you.
And I mean, wake the fuck up.
That's true. That's true.
What is it about humanity that wants to go to all the details and stuff and listen? You know, these guys like Fauci get up there and start talking. You know, he doesn't know anything really about anything.
Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm dumb? How you thinking you can pull a fast one? I can see the truth right under your tongue. Are you telling me? Are you telling me now? Is la 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 lies? La 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 lies? La 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 lies? Oh my, it's all lies, all lies, all lies.
Presidents unelected. Calculate the metrics. The hands. Selected, skull and bones protected, dodging the jab, staying alive like the Bee Gees, warning my people of a modern day Tuskegee, black Americans injected with syphilis, for free health care and the government didn't give them shit, Flint's water still ain't fixed, yet they gentrify your Motown, keeping the illages rich, MK Ultra, blue check fucks, they don't respect us, pushing Mockingbird media agenda. No surrender, no retreat. Blood flowing in the street. The V is for vendetta. Fuck peace. Fraudulent Fauci don't know jack shit. Globalists wanna keep the country split. The PCR test was never designed to prove infection. That's where the Kerry Mullis mass deception.
Do you think I'm stupid? Do you think I'm dumb? How you thinking you can pull a fast one? I can see the truth right under your tongue. Are you telling me? Are you telling me now? Is la 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 lies? La 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 lies. La 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 lies. Oh my, it's all lies, all lies, all lies.
Operation Northwood to paperclip, human trafficking, evergreen container ship, Knights of Malar, modern crusades, science is the new religion, comply and obey, phones tapped by the NSA, Patriot Act, false flag attack, led to the war in Iraq, what a twisted vision, WTC-7 building, control demolition, manipulate the men and women for enlistment, that's some Sean King level grifting. Climate change, Paris Accord, another scheme by elites that we can't afford. Bay of Pigs, Ruby Ridge, bombs
as one. I can see the truth right under your tongue. Are you telling me now is la 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 lies. La 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 lies. La 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 lies. Oh my, it's all lies, all lies, all lies. Are you telling me now is la 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 lies?